And now to some politics. Political parties have been expressing their views on the ongoing exhibition of a voters register. They hoped people's interest will be built up as the days go by. First is the Director of Elections of the NDC, Samuel Ofusu Ampofu.
We as a political party, what we are doing to sensitize our people and then encourage them to move from house to house and urge people to come out and check their names. As I speak to you now, national officers have been deployed throughout the whole country. We are going to join our region executive from tomorrow to move into the constituencies, and then the constituencies will join them and move into the various branches and try and do sensitization, take advantage of the media, both radio stations, organize interviews, and then use all those as means of helping the publicity, because as we all know, the publicity for the Electoral Commission came very late, just about 3 or 2 days before the exercise publicity started. However, because we believe that the Electoral Commission itself has challenges to the Supreme Court and other things, we have taken it on us, we as a political party, and also help in the sensitization exercise.
Apart from the low turnout, are there challenges with the processes itself?
I think one of the basic challenges that we have observed is the fact that people whose names have been deleted. So these names are published in the dailies and then sessions of the Electoral Commission and these assemblies at the district level. But the real challenge is that if somebody lives in the village, a hamlet somewhere, and that person has been affected, how does the person get to know that his name is put in the deleted list? So my worry is that the 10 days that has been allotted for that, because of the fact that the list has just been published, how many people in our rural communities have access to newspapers? And so these are some of the challenges.
John Boadu is Acting General Secretary of the NPP.
If it was to be just an existing exercise where an additional facility has been provided in terms of the BVCD machines, test whether the machines are efficient, and if it is that alone, the difficulties and some of the challenges that we have been having a problem at all. And this is done simultaneously with re-registration of people whose name has been deleted as a result of their use of NHIS to register. And we are being told that if you go to the district offices. Meanwhile, the people registered in the polling stations, they were having difficulties. Some are complaining that they did not register with NHIS, their name has been included. Some even who unknowingly went to check their names and went through, now found out that their names were included. So they don't know whether they should go and register again or not. It clearly tells you that thorough work was not done by the EC. There are people who registered with, for example, if you go to account constituents, the EC tells us that nobody registered. I have received calls from people there who say that I registered for NHIS, my name is not in it, and all that. I think that the EC is unfortunate. But then we are working with radio, the difficulties we are realizing on the ground. We are calling our parties to rectify some of the difficulties.
The Director of Communications at the PPP, Park Kowakon, also shared his party's sentiment.
You don't find a lot of people showing up at the various polling stations. And we all know the reason. It's due to the low publicity we've heard or seen from the Electoral Commission. We believe that the Electoral Commission must up their game. This is a serious election. 2016 election is a serious one. And they must attach some seriousness and sense of urgency and the way they go about their job. We know from the Justice VCRAC CRAPS report that there are about 600,000 unqualified people in the register. How do we ensure that such names are expunged from the register? For us in the PPP, that is the core of the issue.
Kwaku Bau, so formerly of the NCCE, said the commission has done its best to educate the people on their rights to vote.
The thing is that you are born as a citizen of a nation. Even if you are in a home, you have a responsibility in making up the home. And looking at NCCE, Electoral Commission, the government and so on, whilst we take away the citizens whose responsibility it is to make sure things go on. So even if we think that the NCCE or Electoral Commission or the political parties themselves are failing us, what about us? Individuals who form the core of the nation.
That was Kwaku Bau, who formerly